Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome to the Irish Farmers Journal Weekly Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Farmers Journal Podcast. I'm Katrina Morrissey and I'm joined in studio by senior news reporter Declan O'Brien and beef editor Adam Woods. The next few days are going to be busy with Budget 22 looming and the fate of over €600 million in farm schemes to be decided by the government. But before then, farmers are taken to the streets in an IFA protest to vent their anger over proposed changes to farm policies. Declan, you sat down with IFA President Tim Colnan this week. What is he looking for tomorrow?
Well, essentially, he's looking for the government to engage in direct negotiation with the IFA on CAP, on climate change, and on the nitrates changes.
The biggest ask is that he's looking to engage with the department directly on any ceilings that will be put in place on Irish agriculture relating to climate change. That's a big ask. So this is a risky strategy by the IFA. You know, our farmers going to come out, our farmers are going to support them. They seem to be coming very late in the game with this, with taking farmers onto the street. And they'll really need to get farmers out if this is to work. You know, now, Adam would know better than me. Our fellas going to back them? Are they going to come out and support them? And Kevin, will you say, Adam, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, Declan, to be honest. Look, it's an early morning stint in Cavan. It's 7 o'clock, and for anybody milking, I guess, that's going to be very awkward. It remains to be seen, I guess. The last time we had a protest, which is a couple of months ago in Cavan, there was probably 25 tractors probably went up the main street that day. There was probably 30 or 40 farmers there. But I would expect the IFA this time will be looking for a lot more. And I guess if rural TDs are looking in at this and seeing small numbers coming out to a protest like this, it could actually be an own goal in terms of looking at small numbers coming to a protest. But yeah, that remains to be seen.
I think the fact that it's four venues this time rather than I think it was 20 plus venues the last time, it does lend itself to a better concentration of bringing farmers from a region to one venue. Declan, Tim wasn't behind the door about, he's not going to stay in the regions. If he feels he has to go to Dublin, he will.
Yeah, he was saying that, look at, If they have to take tractors and farmers onto the streets of the capital, they're willing to do it. They're willing to cause gridlock in Dublin. And that'll be the music to the ears to a lot of fellas, you know, but will it achieve things? And that is the big question. I suppose they're really testing the waters in these regional protests. And if they can get good, strong backing, if they can get big crowds out to the four centres tomorrow, then he'll be in a far better position to say to the government, lads, you've got to talk to us here. Because realistically, like, they're trying to hark back to the past where they were the sole voice for farming or perceived themselves to be the sole voice for farming. And It is trying to get back to that scenario, but they will only get back to that scenario if, as Adam says there, the local TDs are under pressure and feel that they, you know, that we've got to give in some way here. So it's adding to the pressure on the government, but it's also a risky strategy by the IFA as well.
I think myself that the issues that they're outlining, so setting aside CAP, I think the climate change, there is a feeling among all farmers, you know, whether they're usually kind of politically motivated to go to a protest or not, there's a real frustration there, I think, amongst all farmers that they're being painted as the bad guy always in the environmental debates. And certainly you'd say on the airwaves, there's a fair perception that farmers are always the bad guy in the environment debate. Is that fair or am I?
Yeah, and I think Tim Cullinan is saying, look, we've had enough of that. He's saying that we're not accepting a scenario where we've got to take all the blame. We can't get any of the gain by getting in and getting some of the action here, getting some of the income that can be generated out of climate change. You know, so you can't blame us and then say, lads, you can't get part of the action here as well.
We saw that very, very recently, didn't we, with the carbon credits from forestry. That has driven some farmers absolutely doolally because, you know, there's almost this carrot that we're going to change the policies that are there away from food production and away from productivity, with the soothing sounds that, oh, you'll be paid for environmental good. But when you go looking at the forestry issue in particular with the carbon credits, it seems to be saying that no, farmers, you can't get the carbon or the environmental credit for that either.
Not even where you're replanting.
Yeah.
You know, and Minister Hackett came out and as good as said that in our publication this week.
Yeah. You know, what did she say, Adam? You sat down with Minister for State, Pippa Hackett, this week.
Yeah, so she said that at the moment there isn't a way of, I suppose she tried to get out of the question maybe in terms of at the moment there isn't a way of trading the carbon credits for any system or any land, and maybe in the future there would be, but that was her answer to Siobhan's question in relation to who owns the carbon credits. At the moment she says they can't legally be traded.
But is that a case of live horse and get grass, you know?
Yeah, I think Siobhan put it to her then that it was the government using those carbon credits against the national, whatever we'll say, tot up at the end
inventory
of the year. Yes. And I think they are. So I guess that's one that's going to have to be investigated further.
I think John Horrigan in Limerick is not going to allow that here to sit.
You have a story about that, Declan. John is a farmer. Bring our listeners up to speed. He's setting up a new group.
Yeah, he's setting up a group called CREG, which is essentially they're going to say we own those credits and they're going to try and establish it legally. And then they're saying if the government are going to take those credits, then they're going to have to fight the case in the courts.
I'm nearly afraid to say, are they taking the Antashka route to getting their aims or their targets?
Well, what they're saying is, well, if you can count the emissions from farming, you should be able to count the removals.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're going to get nailed on one side, give us credit on the other.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
And I think it's going to be an interesting play now.
Adam, just going back to your interview with Minister Hackett, she was on Tullamore Farm this week. You put it to her that particular farm, real life farm example, was going to lose a big chunk of money under the changes to CAP.
Yeah, I guess, and her answer to that, Katrina, was that I guess that the current CAP proposals about making things fairer, and I put it to her that wasn't fair. If I'm sitting on an entitlement value of 600 euros at the moment, it doesn't seem very fair that that's going to go back down to closer to 300 by the end of this next, we'll say, CAP round. And I suppose her answer back maybe was a little unfortunate in terms of saying that, you know, the majority of beef farmers are part-time anyway, they're not dependent on that income. But I was talking about full-time beef farmers, and I was saying some of them are going to go out of business. She didn't accept accept that. She said she was a huge fan of Sutcliffe Farming. It could deliver a lot for the environment, she said. There tend to be at lower stocking rates. And I guess at the end, she said she would support any supports that would come into that Sutcliffe herd in the future. On organic farming, she said she was organic farming at home. She's making more money now on 200 acres than she was 8 years ago. And I guess, yeah, coming to the national herd, maybe skirted around that a little bit. But she did say that, I guess, methane has to come down. And I quote, the biggest determinant of methane emissions is livestock numbers. And there isn't much you can do to get away from that. She talked about breeding and efficiency and making gains there. But if our herd continues to increase, then those breeding and efficiency gains and feeding, whatever, if we can reduce methane, they won't have any effect in terms of if the herd keeps growing. So, yeah, some interesting stuff there in that.
And that full interview is in black and white in this week's paper, but I gather you have a podcast of the highlights of that as well. It's worth pointing out as well that in this week's paper, Siobhan Walsh has gone on the organic bit of news from Flavins. I think it's the first time ever that they're going to impose a quota on oats, the oats that they can take in. They've always been known, you know, they're driving the market for organic oats, I suppose, in Ireland, and they have had to import it in the past, but the tables have turned in that they now have more than what they will need, they think, for next year. So maybe some indication that the organic sector is growing. But certainly on the Sutcliffe side, Adam, is there a premium there for organic beef?
To be honest, Katrina, it's pretty small. You're talking 15% premium there, and we're talking very low numbers. I genuinely believe if you had huge numbers in that system, we would see that premium being eroded. As I said, it's 15% at the moment. And to be honest, the most of the guys that I know are in that, I guess, for maybe the wrong reason in terms of the grants and the big supports there is into that sector. And in terms of doing it for the premium of 15%, I'm not too sure they're in it for that.
Going back to you, Declan, there's four venues. I should have said it at the start, but it's Cavan, Adam, you're going to be there first thing in the morning, then moving to Roscommon. There is apparently quite a bit of support being drummed up for that protest in Roscommon. In terms of timing, Declan, if you were a strategist, you know, let's say tomorrow is a good turnout, how soon would you hit Dublin if you were going to do a protest?
Well, Tim Colnan insists that he's not going to hang around, that he's going to want the government to give some indication that they're willing to meet IFA, and he says that if there's no response from government, they could be there next week or the week after. He's not going to hang around on this, and yeah, he was adamant on that.
You were up the west late last week also at the INHFA AGM. You met the incoming president, Vincent Roddy. He is the president now. What was the mood among farmers there?
I think the INHFA were fairly upbeat. You know, they were saying that, as we saw from Dan Carty's report this week, hay lamb prices, you know, are running 10 to 15 ahead of last year. They feel that they've got a win out of the cap negotiations, and that they're finally getting some reward, they believe, for the designations, you know, or some recognition of that problem. So they were relatively happy, you know. I don't know, will many of their members be travelling to Roscommon or to Cavan, you know? I don't think they will.
Yeah. You mentioned about the designations. I mean, that's one of the biggest constrictions and constraints for farmers on SAC and designated land. And in fact, it was a point that Roddy himself made on our webinar the week before, that some of those schemes that are being proposed for farms, you know, like a liming programme and all that, their members can't do it anyway, because that would be something that would require permission to do on their farm. So when you hear things like that, you know, those designated land farmers are very restricted in what they can do. And again, he made the point as well, didn't he, about this idea, and we're going back to maybe some of the tension of the last few weeks, the dairy beef thing. They're just not in a position to take dairy beef at the stocking rates that would be required to make money.
No, and one of the problems is those 39, I think, notifiable actions that they constantly talk about. But I think as well that they're fearful that they will not qualify for the eco bonuses or for the environmental schemes because of the lands that they are farming. They're so restricted, and the actions that they're required to do, that doing the additional actions to get entry to these schemes will be nigh on impossible. It will not be viable, or it's not a reasonable ask. And they are looking for some give on that. They seem to be very satisfied with the way the division of the CAP funding is coming their way. The 85% convergence, the impact of CRIS. You know, they seem to think that they're at last, that they are getting a fair crack at the whip.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, doesn't it? They feel they have lost out in previous reforms, and this is the one where they'll gain back some ground. Lads, I won't keep you any longer because I know you're busy. Just a quick plug before we finish it up. Tomorrow we will have people at the four venues, which is Cavan, Roscommon, Portlaoise and Cork. And we'll have a live blog running on the website during the day. And then looking further afield, we'll have a live blog next week on Budget Day. So really taking a look at the budget items that will affect our readers, farmers across the country. So tune into farmersjournal.ie for that. Thanks, lads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.